or next to one another. And she was a little miffed that he was home and I wasn't, especially as I'd taken him as my guest. When I got home about 3 in the morning, the atmosphere was somewhat frigid.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure why, because I thought I had things well primed to take care of situations like that. And I discovered the next day, the next morning, that the icy atmosphere was caused by the fact that my guest was home 3 hours before I was. And she thought, but when I told her that he'd come home in an ambulance, having fallen victim to a mess game, that sort of cool thing, warm things up, I guess is the term, since they'd already been cool. Well, that sort of thing went on at mass dinner. Now, there was another, speaking of customs, one wasn't expected to leave a mess dinner before the senior officer present took his leave. And that was a pretty serious offense. Well, not a serious offense, but it was one took a dim view of anybody who was left beforehand, particularly one left without a good reason for doing so. If you left as a result of an accident such as I've described, that was understood. But if you left just because you're wanting to get home to go to bed early or something like that, that was frowned on. And I remember one occasion, this chap named Doug Edwards, who was a more or less contemporary of mine, he joined the year after I did. And for some reason or other, Doug decided he wasn't going to stick it out this night. He departed and he sneaked off. He didn't think he'd be noticed. And the one person, strange enough, who kept an eye on mess customs and regulations more than anyone else was Ack Leach. Now, Ack was never very sober at these affairs, but he noticed what was going on. He saw everything. On this occasion, he noticed that Edwards slipped away without any very good reason. And about a half an hour later, he let things slide for a while. He thought he'd wait till Edwards got over there and cut down the street. He went over to the quarters. The quarters were in a separate room. The mess dinner was still going on, so there was nobody else in the quarters. He was in there all by himself. And he found, I don't know whether he knew where Edward's room was, but we all had our names, our calling card was on the door. So he didn't have any difficulty finding out where Edward's room was. He went in. Edward was sound asleep, sleeping off from the alcoholic. And he kicked underneath the bed. The beds were fairly high, like almost like hospital beds. He just took his foot, kicked right up underneath the bed, and same time flashed the light on. There, Edwards came quickly up into a sitting posture, very annoyed at this disruption, and suddenly saw that he was confronted by Squadron Leader Leach, very senior officer, as ranks went in those days. Mm-hmm. And what he saw was Leach with two Smith and Webley 45s. Pointing right at his head, and Leach wasn't very steady, and the barrels were revolving around in a little orbit, but more or less they were pointing at Edward's head. And Leach said, "You left the mess dinner without permission. Very serious. I don't like that. I don't like you." And he said, "I've got two revolvers here. One is for a man, and one is for a beast. And I don't like man. Whereupon Endres began to get a little bit shaky, and at that point Leech broke out into his very peculiar twisted smile and said, "Don't let that happen again," and just turned around and walked out very coolly. So there's another penalty. Not an orthodox one, but another penalty that was enacted by...
Did the CO take part in these games, or would he leave before they started?
No, the CO was there throughout the game period, generally. Not necessarily, but generally they would start while he was there. He might take off. He might take off. But the CO usually stayed pretty well throughout the whole of sometimes at the mess dinner, there are a few of the less exuberant types who get into the card room and play bridge. But again, that was frowned on a bit, because it was too sort of docile a pastime, and it was antisocial.
Mm-hmm.
The mess dinner was supposed to be a social occasion, and that was not being sociable.
What about gathering?
Gambling in the mess was not permitted. There was pretty rigid position taken on that, and it was probably a good thing, because there were some fairly junior officers in the mess who couldn't afford to lose much money. And poker was not allowed, or any of the games of that nature. Are you at the end of that thing?
Yes, we are. We'll have to take pause.
Okay.